Hello guys, and welcome to listen our podcast. Today, here are four students from ProAcademia in studio. My name is Emilia, and in addition, here are lovely ladies with me. Everyone could say own name and hello for our listeners.
Hello, I'm Sanna.
Hello, I'm Ida.
Hey, I'm Terese.
Thanks, girls. This podcast is one part of ProAcademia's podcast series. ProAcademia's podcast series consists of various episodes. These episodes deal with studying at ProAcademia and things what students have learned there. Today, we are talking about three different tools which are very important in teamwork. These tools are learning contract, dialogue, and Motorola. We want to talk about these tools because they are key to building trust, creating a good conversation, and developing a team. Girls, do you agree with me?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Sanna, tell us something about learning contract.
Okay, so in learning contract there is five questions. Where have you been? Where are you now? Where are you going? How you get there? And how you know you are there? And learning contract is a tool that we are using every 6 months with our team. So everyone needs to do that and tell answers to those questions to everyone.
Yeah.
And the first time when we do the learning contract with our team, we are focusing more about that where we have been, because it's really important to tell that where have you studied, or where are you from, or how is your family, like everything that you want to share. Give something about yourself so you can really build the trust, and of course also really listen to the other people so you get to know each other. And now when we are studying here already third year,
yeah.
And we are graduating next year, we are focusing now more about where we are going. We are focusing more about the future. So now the main thing is that, and when we start, the main thing is tell where we are from and who we are. And you can use example 20 minutes to your learning contract, and then after that 10 minutes and the other people can ask you something if they want, or half an hour or 10 minutes, you can decide that. Yeah, I think that is the main point, and it is not difficult. It is easy tool to use. Some thoughts.
Yeah, but at first time it took a lot of courage to share,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
you have to share a bit more than you would.
Yeah, give,
usually
really give
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very personal stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but that is so big thing when you are building the trust. So that is the main point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And usually we do it in the cabin.
Yeah, cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
It can sound weird, but when you come here to study, you understand.
Yeah, but it's really like nice and cozy environment.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nice.
Not like a classroom where
no.
you need to
no.
give a presentation about yourself.
No, that's true.
So, Teresa, could you tell us something about dialogue?
Yeah. A dialogue is a process of discussion between people thinking together, and one form of learning. This learning model is used in our school at ProAcademy. In dialogue you can discuss any topic, and the purpose of dialogue is to help you understand other people's point of views. The success of the dialogue requires that the participants are equal in the dialogue and that everyone's point of view is equally valuable.
And Can you tell us something about the rules?
Oh yes, the rules. The rules of the dialogue are listen, respect, wait for your turn, and speak straight. Listening is important because if you are just talking, you are just repeating your own thoughts. And as you listen, you may learn new things and gain new perspectives on your own thinking. Even if you have learned the first rule of listening, you still must ask yourself, do I listen to answer or do I listen to understand? By respecting what you hear, you value the thoughts and presence of others. It is important to wait patiently for your turn, because everyone has the right to have their say and everyone should remember this. And it is also important to believe in yourself and your opinions, because when you speak, you need to tell others honestly what you think.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
Yeah. And dialogue skills evolve with experience and following these rules, and it's really easy. It's not so serious if you forgot the rules. Yeah, I think that was the main features.
Yeah.
And you don't need to worry if you're not professional right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you come here to learn with your team, and we are also using that we are drawing or writing it down so everyone can see the rules during training session, example.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe some Motorola now from Ida.
Yeah. The last tool we picked up on this podcast is Motorola tool, which is a really important tool, for example, in projects or after training sessions. I think that Motorola is also a good tool for feedback for the whole team. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the tool we use weekly, and we do it by using Dialog. Yeah. We can use pre-Motorola before starting a project and Motorola after the project. And I have to ask for my teammates, do you remember pre-Motorola questions or do you use them?
But
we should use it
more.
Yeah.
I can
more
be
often.
Honest
yeah.
that until that we are using more about the after Motorola.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because in my opinion, we always do pre-Motorola, but not all the times we follow the pre-Motorola pattern. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Like we have to do something, but before we can do the project, but we don't use the exact questions. So I'm going to tell them to you and for our listeners. So there are 5 pre-Motorola questions, which are first one. What are the learning goals for this project? The second one, what is our customer role in this project? Third one, what theories are we going to apply on this project? Fourth one, what is the goal money-wise on this project? So what revenue model are we going to use? And the last one, fifth one, what are the risks of this project and how we are going to anticipate on those? I think these questions are really important to go through before starting the actual project, so everyone in the project team are going to be on the same page and there are no misunderstandings, for example, to a customer's role or the revenue model or anything.
Yeah, we should do that more.
Yeah, exactly. This one, you all know the questions for the Motorola one. So after the project processes or training sessions, it is really important to share together what we have actually learned. And there are 4 questions for that. And this is the main Motorola. The first question is, what went well? And it's really nice to start with that. What actually went well? The second one, what we can do better next time? Because let's be honest, we are here to learn and there's always something that we can do better.
Yeah.
And it's good to know. Like, okay. And usually we already had the solution. Like, okay, we should have done that.
Yeah.
We know. The third question is, what we have learned. And it could be anything. Did you learn that you are angry if you're hungry? Or or something else. That you like leading and you might want to do that more? And the last question, the fourth one, is how we are going to put in action what we have actually learned. And this is an important one. And sometimes we add more questions on Motorola after training sessions. And my personal favorite to add on is, what did you bring on this training session today? Because everyone has to bring something, and it could be your upbeat personality, or it could be your really tricky questions that leads the Motorola on, or something. It could be anything, but everyone has to bring something. So I think that's a good question to remember. So yeah, overall, we are here to learn in teams together. So I think this tool is really great to follow and use, and we have to use the pre-Motorola more often.
Yeah, yeah, we really should.
So that is advice for the new students here.
Yeah.
Use the pre-Motorola.
Yeah.
And follow the pattern.
Yeah, yeah. You can find it online also.
Yeah, thanks, girls. I think that we have very good conversation. And like you heard, these tools are very easy to use, but they can play a big role in the success of teamwork. For example, Motorola, it contains only a few questions that you need to remember to ask your teammates after a learning session or after a project. However, these questions and answers are an important part of feedback and team development. And second example could be a learning contract. It's not a big deal to tell something about yourself or others, but it's very meaningful information when it comes to building trust in a team. Often it's a first step that you are ready to share some personal information with others. Yeah, but now I think that we have talked enough. We hope that you learned something new or got inspiration to your own teamwork. If you want to know more about ProAcademia or what it is like to study here, you can also listen to other students' podcasts. Now, we wish you a nice day.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.